This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not to be forgotten, as Silicon Valley dominates the high-tech headlines, Los Angeles is experiencing somewhat of a tech boom itself right now. Not LA proper so much as out along the coast in cities like Venice and Santa Monica, where there are all kinds of startups in what has come to be called Silicon Beach. We're going to spend some time out there this summer in the Southern California startup world, beginning at a technology incubator called Science Inc. It does the usual things an incubator does, providing resources and funding for tech startups, along with some other stuff as well. I sat down with CEO Mike Jones not too long ago. He started Science after a run as the CEO of MySpace.
So I became really excited almost 10 years ago about angel investing. And I became one of the larger angels here in Los Angeles doing most of the kind of earliest stage deals. But when I looked at my track record as an angel, I felt that there was this huge discrepancy between the number of investments and the number of successes I'd had. And even though I was in Makers and Goodreads and some of the big deals, there was just a lot of kind of the early stage where I felt like entrepreneurs failed. And I felt that a structure like Science could actually provide better success for these startups. And I was lucky enough to find supporters where we raised $10 million kind of first month in. And then we put together this great group of people and said, okay, we're going to find early stage companies. We want to partner with them and grow them to be really, really big.
You took $10 million. You rented a facility much like this. You then went out and found your entrepreneurs.
That's right.
You found your companies and said, listen, we've got office space for you. We'll do the back end stuff. Let you concentrate on being creative.
Right. We'll work with you on strategy, product. If you need developers, we'll provide technology. If you need designers, we'll provide great design resources. And then when you're ready, we'll go bring you up to Silicon Valley. We'll help you get funded. We'll join your board. And we'll be with you for the entire length of your company.
How much time do you spend prospecting, meeting, and taking meetings? And
it's almost half my time. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll meet with three or four companies every day, right? Entrepreneurs, early stage, individuals, teams, and narrowly we might select one or two companies a quarter to really go deep with. In addition, I'm spending a lot of time, obviously, with my core portfolio to make sure they're healthy and growing and trying to get over any problems they might be having.
So what are your unicorns going to be? Dollar Shave, clearly,
sure,
you believe?
Sure, for us, I think we believe it'll get there. I think that they're on a really, really solid path and are showing like massive disruption in this like men's grooming category. Dog Vacay was one of our early successes. It was backed by Benchmark. It's having like phenomenal success and becoming like this you know, ubiquitous, consolidated dog boarding platform.
Just to be clear, it's a dog vacation company.
It's a great alternative to a kennel.
How important is the, and I'm going to guess very important since you're here, is the LA location to you, this idea of Silicon Beach?
My primary network is here in LA. For me, that means that I have great access to talent. I can find great people to come work at these businesses. And we also have strong ties to Silicon Valley. So when we have a breakout company, we can pair them with the best investors in Silicon Valley.
Doesn't it, and this is a pejorative phrase, doesn't it gall you a little bit that you have to take your real heavy hitters and take them up to Silicon Valley?
No. I mean, listen, the weight that Silicon Valley carries in technology, it's second to none. There's Silicon Valley and there's everywhere else. And we might be in the top of the everywhere else category, but we're not even close to the infrastructure that Silicon Valley provides for the technology businesses. The wonderful thing about companies like Snapchat or kind of local big breakout companies is that hopefully it will create a lot of wealth here in LA around technology. And when those individuals leave Snapchat, they'll want to support more technology companies because it's how they understand how to create wealth and develop businesses. So I think what we need is we need bigger companies that will create more wealth in Los Angeles, that will provide more returns back to those investors, and then create a larger ecosystem of early stage investment.
Mike, thanks very much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.